me to not stand up for ourselves. He continues, if someone who humiliates you and strikes you on the right cheek, turn your left as well. Again, how hard is that to do? We're so prone as human beings to make things right, to stand up for ourselves. Jesus continues, the high expectation. If someone asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Give more than what is asked. Go above and beyond in generosity. I know about you, but it's hard enough to just do the minimum. But Jesus is calling us to go above and beyond. Do more than is expected. To give of ourselves more than what is expected? To go above and beyond? When it's hard enough to just do the status quo. And he's saying to give generously, excessive generosity. So hard. As obviously in this, if our numbers are accurate and there's 15 to 20%, give it all to the CDA. It is hard enough to give something, let alone, as Jesus says, calls us to give excessively, to give generously, above and beyond what we think we can. And if that's not hard enough, he continues, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. I don't know about you, but again, it's hard to even stand, to even be in the same room as those that annoy us. And he's saying, go above and beyond. Love your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you. Pray for those who persecute you. The law of Moses in our first reading says, be holy as the Lord your God am holy. To be holy means, in the Old Testament, to be set apart, to be separated from sin and set apart for God. That's what holiness is, being set apart for God and separated from sin and evil. This Wednesday is the start of Lent. I ask you, as I ask myself, how will we grow in holiness this Lent? How are we going to grow in separation from sin? What sin do you need to be separated more from? What are you going to do this Lent to separate yourselves from sin a little more or a lot more? And what are you going to do to be set apart for God and God alone? And if that's not hard enough, Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So again, he's raising the standard. We know we are called to be holy. And if that's not hard enough, Jesus raises up again and said, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now that, my brothers and sisters, is raising the bar, is it not? It's hard enough to be holy. And he's going expectation even more to be perfect. Does he realize he's talking to human beings? So how in the heck are we called to be perfect? How can we, who can barely do the minimum, go above and beyond? How can we be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect? Be as generous as our Heavenly Father is generous. One way, listen to Hebrews chapter 12. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and, get this, perfecter of our faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross. Consider how he endured much opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. How are we called to not retaliate, not stand up for ourselves against persecution? By keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Remember when he was persecuted? When he was spat upon? Did he spit back? Did he called names of others when they called him names and ridiculed him? No. Did he even stand up for himself, try and make things right? No. What did he do? From the cross, prayed for those who persecuted him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My brothers and sisters, Jesus himself is the leader and perfecter of our faith. We cannot make ourselves perfect. We cannot go above and beyond our human nature. He is the one who does it in us and through us. If we give ourselves to him. As we give ourselves to him. Listen again to Hebrews chapter 12. You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festive gathering. And listen again to this. The spirits of the holy ones made perfect. And Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood which speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, with festive angels gathered around. My brothers and sisters, in every mass, all the angels are in festive gathering. With you and I, or better said, we join the angels in worship of Jesus Christ, the God made man, who offered himself out of love, who gave of himself generously, excessive generosity, calling us to do the same, calling us to generously give of ourselves. So how can we be perfect? How can we grow beyond our human nature? By giving ourselves over, by giving our human nature, our human tendencies, our desire to stand up for ourselves, our hatred of the others who hurt us, by laying them here on this altar, by laying them before the feet of Jesus upon the cross. As we give ourselves in worship, we are made perfect. Not by what we do in our own efforts, but simply by giving of ourselves in prayer each and every day, giving ourselves, coming to Mass, and giving ourselves in worship. We are made perfect. Let us again, who else is gathered in every Mass? The spirits of the holy ones made perfect. Who are they? The saints in heaven. All the saints who have been made perfect. How are they made perfect? By giving themselves in worship and the service of the one true God. By giving of themselves here in this Mass. Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, perfected them. He can and wants to do the same for you and I. Let us here in this Mass give ourselves all of our frustrations, our worries, our anxiety, those people who annoy us, those relationships that we just don't know how to get out of, those struggles with them. Lay them here on this altar. Lay those people who frustrate us here on this altar. And by doing so, Jesus perfects us so that we can become holy, so that we can become perfect.